Back up, buddy. Back up.
My dog is sitting right behind me here in the office, and it's almost like he knows I'm talking about him because, like, he'll chew on his little toy and then he turns around and looks up at me like, yeah, yeah, I'm talking about you, dog. That's my pal Ace. I've had him for since January of 2012 when we got him. He's an adorable guy. You've probably seen him in my Instagram stories. But let's see. It's day 13 of 30. We've almost reached a halfway point, and I've not quit yet. And I know probably what some of you guys are thinking. You're probably like, well, of course you didn't quit. Like, you know, you're a podcaster. You're such a pro. Like, you do everything awesome. I don't. In reality, many times and many things I give up before it ever has a chance to really pick up any kind of steam. The podcast is been something that I've done since 2007, because from 2000 until 2007 I was like actively trying to be a musician, and I just kind of got in a spot where creatively I just wasn't kind of feeling it, and I decided I needed to move on. And it just so happened at that time I was starting to listen a little bit to podcasts, which at that time in 2007 was not, I mean, like, it was known, but not to the level of what it's known now. I mean, at this time, this is when you had the iPad with the click wheel and you had to plug it into your computer. You had to sync it, which took forever, especially if you were like me and had a Windows, because you couldn't afford a Mac, because Macs have always been expensive. Like, I'm the kind of guy now where I've just got so much junk around my house. Like, I'll go and flip stuff on Facebook or eBay or whatever, and I'll save up so that I can buy stuff like, you know, like the Mac. Like, this year I bought a Mac because I really needed it, because my old Mac was kind of like, I don't want to say like it's on its dying legs, but it was just like, it was kind of like, it was slowing down on me. And so I flipped it, and together with some tax money, I was able to get a 2018 MacBook Pro. And now I can, you know, do all my creativity stuff again, which is really awesome. But anyway, I mean, in 2007, I had like the slowest desktop tower. This is back when I was, you know, making probably $400 a week if I was lucky. And, you know, on a whim, I'd say fuck it and not pay my bills and go buy the cheapest computer that I could find at Best Buy or Walmart, because damn, that's all I knew. And yeah, so that's what I used to do. And so podcasting at that time was like, people knew what it was, you know, but you had to be like really into that techie stuff. You had to be an iPod guy, or, you know, a year or so after that, you had to be a Zune guy. Remember the Zune? Wow, I'm really dating myself there. And it was the barrier to entry was a little more difficult, but I did it. And at that time I was doing a mixture of both podcasting and live internet radio. So I do the radio show live, and then it would be recorded and uploaded as a podcast for people to listen to later. And, you know, back in that day, trying to tell people, oh yeah, I do this. I actually would use the phrase radio show more than podcast, because I felt like people didn't know what, you know, podcasting really was. And when you try to like get guests for, you know, like the podcast, people would be like, oh, yeah, what's, oh, podcast. It was like, it was almost like a dirty word for a really long time, because it was small creators like myself who were doing them and not necessarily celebrities. And then, you know, Joe Rogan came in and really just set the entire podcasting world on fire. And now every celebrity under the sun is trying to get in on this podcast thing, because goddamn, Joe Rogan's got, you know, 10 million listeners or whatever he's got. He's got a lot and he's crushing it. And, you know, now everybody wants a piece of the pie, and that's what happened. And when I came back to, I took a break from 2010 to 2013. And by the time I came back in 2013, at least in the wrestling space, Stone Cold Steve Austin launched a podcast. And so that started a whole new wave of wrestlers doing podcasts. So in that world, I kind of felt, well, gee, what's the point? I mean, you know, for wrestling, it was like, you know, it was guys like me who were fans talking about the business. And it's like, well, we've never been in the business. Like, we're just giving our opinions. And like, who wants to listen to a bunch of jerk offs, you know, giving their opinions for an hour? And more often than not, just bitching and complaining about what they saw. I mean, that's really not fun. That's why I tried to do something a little bit different, and we were creating storylines and it just didn't work. And when I brought the podcast back in 2013 and tried to play it straight, it was just the field was too crowded at that point. And so the podcast that you hear now, and not necessarily the daily, but just me in general on a podcast in 2019, which started in 2017, really the ideas started back in like late 2013, 2014, 2015, when I was finishing off the last few episodes of the radio show I did called The Shoot. And a lot of real life stuff was bleeding in, and you know, I really enjoyed it. And the people that we had listening, you know, the majority of the people, they would come in for the wrestling guests and they would kind of get out, and it was hard to really convert fans. And I realized like we have the wrong people listening. And so that was really, really tough. And so yeah, at a point I just you know, packed up my shop and got the hell out. I keep hearing this noise outside. Hold on a second. Sorry. It sounded like somebody was trying to start a car or something. I don't know. I just hear I'm just like, God, I heard it like four times. And finally, I was just like, I need to stop for a second and go look and just make sure, like, you know, somebody's not trying to break into my car or something, which they're not. My car is perfectly fine. Where the hell was I? Yeah, so I shut up shop in 2015. And when I came back in 2017, I was just like, you know what? Like, I want this podcast to be just so freaking off the wall. Like, you know, I wanted to like strip away, for the most part, any semblance of structure, because that's just kind of how I am. And I wanted people to get the closest version of me possible, so I didn't feel like, hey everybody, thanks for listening to the Gary Cantrell podcast, you know, talking with like the radio voice and all that. I didn't want to do all that, you know, with the fancy me talking and sounding like a radio announcer. It was never what I wanted for this podcast. And I wanted it to be kind of just like, oh, you know, instead of introducing the guest, you get them talking in the middle. And I've started to, you know, consider some of that again, because some people have said, you know, they like the format, but they're like, well, you know, we'd like to know a little bit about the guest before you bring them on. And so I'm considering different things with the format. Maybe in 2020, I might, you know, spice it up just a little bit. But for right now, I think, you know, I've really got a good thing going. And, you know, I try to make it kind of off the wall. And I'm like, okay, if people listen to it, and they stick around and they keep listening to it, then I've got the right people listening, because they know, okay, there's Gary. You know, we really like Gary. He's got a lot of quirks, but we understand the quirks. For the most part, we either, you know, because he's a nice guy, we deal with the quirks, or we like the quirks, you know, whatever it is. And it's just like, hey, you know, we're going to listen to this guy because we know kind of what we're getting ourselves into, and we like it. And so that's why I've always kind of, and you try to change it up too, just because nowadays, like in 2019, especially, there's so many podcasts out there. I mean, there are so many podcasts, and, you know, I've had in the years past, you know, stuff that I've done that, you know, I've seen people that I knew that, you know, directly ripped it off without, you know, either without saying it and just pretending like it was them, or, you know, flat out be like, yo, man, you inspire me so much. And what that really means was, I'm going to go start my own shit and I'm just going to kind of do everything you're doing. That's happened over the years. And that's, you know, that's kind of a tough pill to swallow. So what I've kind of had fun doing is like changing it up. And seeing, like, you know, if people, I don't really have the problem now, but, you know, in the past, you know, it's just like you change things up to see if people, if they follow along, you know, if they, you know, if their podcast suddenly takes a right turn and they go in this direction, you know, okay, yeah, they're definitely being inspired. And it's nothing wrong. I mean, nothing wrong with it necessarily, you know, because everybody should have a voice. Everybody, you know, get on a podcast, have a good time. I think it's a great thing to do. But, you know, I've always made it very clear, like, you know, my inspirations and things like that. So, you know, I'm always one to give credit where credit's due, in that regard. And so, you know, you just kind of wish that others at times, you know, in the past would have done that as well. But it is what it is. I'm very careful about who I give advice to now because of that very reason. My wife's like, God, you know, you give all these people advice and then they, you know, maybe they're the ones that end up blowing up and they're using your template. And it's just like, wow. Yeah. So I just keep hearing this damn buzzing outside. I don't even know what's going on. Wow. It's really weird. All right. It's breaking my train of thought here, but anyway, it's 2019. It is hard to start something original, a podcast, and be like really original with it. But I do my best. I try what I can and I try to change it up. And 2020, I've got a lot of thoughts and ideas that I'll share with you on a future episode, which will probably air the first week of January, which will be the 2020 goals. And I'll lay out kind of my roadmap for the year and kind of where I'm looking to go with this thing. I actually didn't expect this podcast to be 10 minutes about the history of me podcasting, but that's kind of what it turned into. So, yeah, there you go. There's the ins and outs of podcasting. I will just say, you know, first and foremost, thank you guys so much for showing love. And you know what? Because we're talking about love, drop a heart emoji. You can make it any color you want. It doesn't have to be a specific color. I use the red one. So if you want to use the red one, that's cool. You can use whatever you want. But I just appreciate you guys listening. I will say, because it definitely seems like I have your attention a lot more on this podcast sometimes than the other one, because the other one is a lot more about the guest and maybe you're sharing feedback and stuff with them and maybe I don't always hear it, and that's okay. But it seems like I definitely, you know, you guys are really locked into what I'm doing here. So I will use this time just very quickly. Speaking of, as somebody that's been doing podcasting for years and years and years and years and years, one of the reasons why I have this little ad at the beginning of the show that it constantly tells you about leaving reviews is because Apple uses that as, like, you know, something that's to them is really important. And so if you haven't already, and for those that already have, if you're listening, I really appreciate it. But if you haven't already, go on the Apple app. And some of you are saying, hey, I don't have Apple, right? But if you've ever had iTunes on your computer, chances are you have an Apple ID. And so if you just go on there really quick, just drop a quick review. It helps out so much. I mean, and especially, you know, for people that maybe they want to come on the show and they're not sure, and I can point and say, look, you know, here's a bunch of people that have listened, you know, they seem to like the show, you know, and in the future, potential deals that I could work out with other places. And then Apple in general, they will skyrocket your podcast to the top of the charts if you have enough reviews, in conjunction as well as listeners. So, the reviews help a ton. Also, something I haven't shared anywhere else yet, but you'll hear a lot more about it in 2020. If you go to garyspodcast.com, there is a survey on there. So you can actually register, take a survey. It's completely anonymous. I will not know your name or where you're, you know, any of your stuff. But basically, it's just a survey, and it helps me learn what you like and what you don't like about the podcast. You may be one of these people like me where you're not always comfortable sharing feelings directly with somebody. And if that's the case, that's completely fine. But there's a survey and it helps me to kind of understand the direction and what people are thinking. And I can't always promise I'm going to do exactly like what you say, but I can balance it out and hear a bunch of different thoughts and go from there. So look, it's almost 15 minutes. I got to get out of here. Thank you guys so much for the support. Drop me a heart emoji on Instagram at Gary Cantrell, either in your story, sharing the show if you want, completely optional, or just simply in my DM. Thanks for listening. Talk to you tomorrow.